August the 28th, 44. Our recce parties leave at 08:30 hours. The regiment once more lines up to move, but owing to the road congestion, we do not leave until 1700 hours. This was the start of a great adventure, but we did not realise how great it was going to be. This, the first of our great moves, is an hour journey which takes us 90 miles to the village of La Chapelle on the west bank of the Seine. It is very dusty on the roads after the long columns of tanks pass through, and many of us suffer from eye strain and swollen lids. As we arrive at our harbour area, in the undergrowth on the outskirts of the village, searchlights sweep the sky to the north over Le Havre and south towards Paris. August the 29th, 44. Bleary-eyed, we awake before dawn and have a hasty breakfast. In the early morning light, we journey into Vernon and, after a short wait, rumble over the famous pontoon bridge, alongside the iron bridge destroyed by our bombers. The steep bank on the east side has a commanding view of the crossing, and had the Germans been at all organised, they could have made the crossing very sticky for us. The approach and exit of the bridge had been shelled early on, but we cross without incident and roar up the steep, winding road. High banks, wooded and overgrown, flank the road, ideal for ambushes. A burnt-out recce car shows where one has succeeded. Further on, we pass a burnt-out panther with the blackened, twisted bodies of its crew lying awkwardly on turret and hull. At the top of the hill, with the Seine behind us, we roar into action on some open ground, now muddy from the steady rain. Behind us, the wagon lines are formed near a burning haystack and farm. We do not remain here long. At 1100 hours, the CO orders, "Move independently," and again we charge across flat open fields to our new RV. On the way, we pass Captain Perry and RB crew, waiting in a lane with the reserve squadron of the 1519th Hussars. Ahead, we have a fine view of the other squadrons in extended order, advancing cautiously across open country, seeking the enemy. At 1430 hours comes another quick move. We are now at the village of Cantier, but remain for an hour before another advance to Samache-en-Vexin. Here we come into action alongside a prosperous French chateau. We have time to cook a hasty meal before making another dash forward. We pass through the town of Entrepagny. Flags and bunting decorate the houses, although the leading tanks have only just passed through. Our gun area for the night is just north of this town, in a small hollow. Behind us, a large explosion in the town is followed by a fire, but we are too tired to worry what caused it. Despite the tiring day and the miserable rain, everyone is elated with the advance and the hearty welcome everywhere. August the 30th, 44. The advance continues in the pouring rain. Again we move independently. B Troop, a little too much so. The George truck, followed by three carriers, take the wrong turning and head south instead of north. Approaching a village, they spy a tank with its gun pointing at the road. Fortunately, it's a Sherman, which has just liberated the village. We have a hasty conference with the tank commander, who tells us that the last things going up the road we had just come down was a German horse-drawn battery. The half-track and carriers hastily turn round and return, but not before the happy populace had plied us with wine and beer and thrust eggs into our hands. The battery, in the meantime, have occupied an open position north of Saint-Cour. We are not called on to fire, and very soon make another dash forward. In the late afternoon, there are rumours of harbour parties, and we actually set off for our new area. The roads become very congested, and the regiment is ordered off to allow tanks of the 11th Armoured Division to move up. Here we wait for an hour or so, cheered by the sight of long lines of prisoners coming back down the column. Then comes a surprise. At 20-100 hours, we are told that we are moving immediately to Amiens, more than 70 miles away. It gets dark early because of heavy rain, and only tail lights are allowed. We journey through the night, passing villages whose inhabitants peer anxiously through curtained windows. It is a great strain on our drivers and operators to keep awake, but they get us there safely. Later, we learn we have passed through 6 enemy divisions.